For Progressive Voices, I'm John Sinton, and this is A Turning Point. Today, to TikTok or not? That is the question. The decision to ban or force a sale of TikTok passed overwhelmingly and in bipartisan fashion, no less, through a gridlocked Congress that can otherwise do nothing and agree on nothing. In case you live under a rock, I'll explain with extreme brevity. The most popular app in America, TikTok, the addictive short video site used by more than 170 million Americans, is owned by a Chinese company, and the justifiable fear is that in an oversized back room in Beijing, Communist Party apparatchik are trading Americans' personal info like collectors at a baseball card swap meet. Our gang that couldn't shoot straight has finally awakened to a real threat, but has responded in a small ball and parochial fashion. Yes, TikTok is a threat, but so are YouTube, the Elon Musk iteration of Twitter called X, Facebook, Instagram, and others. They all vacuum our personal data, including our whereabouts, our movements, interests, purchases, proclivities from politics to sex, and yet no one thinks a thing about them. If you think platforms don't have outsized influence, all you need do is look at the way TikTok users swamped congressional switchboards last week when ByteDance, TikTok's owner, told them to. It's not a great leap to imagine the owners of the other social platforms mobilizing their followers, nor is it beyond the pale to think that any of them could secretly sway opinion on any issue. That's what Congress is rightfully worried about. They just missed the scope of the problem. Julia Angwin is an investigative reporter with a tech background, and when she talks, I listen. She says, quote, China appears to be having plenty of success pushing its political agenda through influencers on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram, according to a 2022 Associated Press investigation. And she says, that's my point. All of the social media platforms are information minefields. They are rife with deceptive content from state actors, corporations, paid influencers, and others. Their algorithms fuel our worst impulses by highlighting content that promotes anger and fear. They strip mine our data to make money. Forcing TikTok to merge with another data-hungry social media platform won't solve any of that. What will make a difference is establishing baseline privacy rules that prohibit companies from exploiting our data and that give us control over the algorithms used to manipulate us, unquote. Where the U.S. Congress tends to support corporate interests more often than not, the European Union asserts itself more boldly on behalf of its consumers. The EU regulates social media through the Digital Services Act, which was adopted in October of 22 and implemented in August of 23. The DSA requires companies with more than 45 million users to take steps to address the systemic risks they cause. These steps include preventing illegal content. That means platforms must remove posts with illegal content such as hate speech or fake ads. Allowing users to report illegal content. Users should be able to flag illegal content and products. Reducing targeted advertising. Ads based on personal sexual orientation, religion, ethnicity, or political beliefs are banned. Increasing transparency. Platforms must provide more information about how their algorithms work. Like the EU, we need to figure out how to monitor and regulate social media platforms right here in the good old US of A. Now a bit of good news. From Axios, we learn that cops have taken down a huge hacking operation. It was a coordinated effort by a task force comprised of local police, software engineers, the FBI, and assorted other crime-fighting entities. It's no surprise that the perps are Russian. Smart Money says they're funded and aided by the Putin administration, and this bust was years in the making. Keep in mind that Russia adds nothing to the world of products or ideas. No one is clamoring to own the latest sleek Russian sports car or SUV because there are none, and no one is counting on their entrepreneurial core to revolutionize or even contribute a nominal evolution to our understanding of healthcare, the environment, industrial process, or anything else. The single thing that kleptocracy improves is digital chicanery. That our formerly conservative GOP has decided to back the murderous autocrat Putin about to enter his next 6-year term in his president for life run is disturbing to say the least. Yet, we have senators and congresspeople who side with his dictatorial, anti-democratic ways over our own system of transparency and free expression. How often we wonder if this crazy world can ever right itself. The digital world, so full of convenience and promise, seems to help us as it hurts us. Cybercrime is one example. You've no doubt heard and perhaps been the victim of ransom seekers who lock up vital computer systems in both the public and private sectors. Maybe this bust signals the beginning of the end. It would certainly be one less thing to worry about. For Progressive Voices, I'm John Sinton.
Progressive Voices' John Sinton has written a continuing series called A Turning Point that touches on politics, culture, and media. You can hear the short essays in the on-demand section of progressivevoices.com and on the PV app.